Hello, everybody. I'm Lisa Greenfield with Truth in Hand. And hi, Mike.
Hi, Lisa. Hi, everyone. It's Mike, your Astro Daddy for the 3rd of September. It's Tuesday.
I love a Tuesday. What have we got? What's our celestial weather today?
Well, Lisa, you may recall yesterday at 9 o'clock at night. So just as yesterday was coming to a close, we had Mars squaring Neptune. The highlights of this transit of Mars squaring Neptune is a spiritual vitality, a charisma, an enthusiasm, right? But the negative side is a sense of malaise, a sense of pointlessness, a potential for secret harmful actions. So that energy is going to be with us all day, Tuesday, September 3rd. But I will tell you, it's going to be a challenging day because at 5:39 a.m., the moon will oppose Saturn. So defensiveness, coldness, isolation, loneliness. Because this aspect will flavor our entire morning because it won't pass until almost noon at 11:45. But already at 11:30 a.m., so still in the morning, the moon is going to square Jupiter. So feelings of excessive needs, entitlement, material consumption abound. It's going to be a tricky morning on Tuesday. But the good news, Lise, we're still under that Mercury Chiron trine, which is allowing us to have healing words. That's the salvation of Tuesday.
Well, and we get some additional support from the card for the day. The Hangman. This is the place where we can literally turn the story upside down. So it doesn't matter what you get dealt, okay? If there's some difficult information, difficult views of yourself that, Mars square is where our actions reveal our hidden power, disempowered feelings, our hidden, sources of personal self-limitation. So when we start acting in small ways, the hangman comes in and says, flip it upside down, see it lovingly, see your trauma that created those behaviors that really don't serve you, and make a conscious choice. You don't have to keep doing it that way. You don't have to keep seeing it that way. You're not the victim in this moment unless you refuse to accept your power. You've got the power to see it. See where you weren't in power in the past and how hard that might have been, but give yourself support and then do something constructive with it, something meaningful with it. It's not the mistakes of the past that matter in this moment, it's what you do with them. And that's where the hangman says you can turn it all upside down and hold it lightly when you see where the heart is elevated above the head. The head will pick. The head will criticize, the head will blame or shame you or the other person. Not necessary, not helpful. Instead, decide what you're going to do with that. See the courage or the strength or the resilience that it took to get through whatever it was, or allow that somebody else, they didn't serve up their best. Maybe they're capable of better. Ask them for better. Give them a pass. It's like not your best effort. You want to try that again? And when you do that, it makes the world a safer place for everybody. That it's like you don't make it, a spiritual bypass that somebody gets away with bad behavior. You call bad behavior what it is, not acceptable, but I think you've got better in you. Give it that, turn it upside down, and let that take you forward. This is a pivotal week. And again, this is about that emperor putting your life in your hands. Seeing it differently, telling it differently, acting on it differently. That's the new moon. And that's our forecast for the day. I'm Lisa Greenfield with Truth in Hand.
I'm Mike, your Astro Daddy. We'll see you next time.
See you next time.